Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
everyone. This is Bonnie Albers on air with my co-host, Susan Z. I just love when we're on the radio, and I want to say hello to Susan before I actually go into anything else. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Bonnie, girlfriend.
I'm so happy to hear from you, and I'm happy we're on the show. Every day, I just can't wait to get on the radio, and I just love being with my co-host. So I just got to tell you, you rock, girlfriend, and we have great co-hosts on this show. We have great guests. And before I go into who our guests are this week, because we've got a couple of them. In fact, I put on a show on Friday that's going to rock your socks. So let me go in and tell everybody who I am and Susan, and then we'll go into who our guests are. You know I'm Bonnie Albers. I am a RN, a legal nurse consultant. I'm a counselor and a therapist. I specialize in love, romance, relationships, and sexual issues, but my real love, my real talent, my real soul journey on this earth is I am a spirit medium. Spirit, spirit, Susan, everywhere. You can send them to me because I'm going to take them. I can be reached at Albers. So, I even can't even figure out how to find myself. And maybe I don't need to. But bealbers714@aol.com. Drop me a line. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want to hear. Tell us how you like the show. You also can find me on Facebook. I always post the day of or the night before. I try to do it the night before, but I haven't been too good lately. Well, who's going to come on, who's our show, the next day, who's our guest, who's our show, and it gives you a little heads up on what we have for you. So Facebook me, friend me, I'm going to friend you back, and you'll be able to see all of our shows. Also, if you would please like us on Blog Talk, we love you, so please like us and leave us messages there, and let us know if there's anything you want to hear on the show. If you want something special that Susan and I can bring you, we absolutely will. Also, you can Skype me, but first you'll have to email me because my Skype name, you'll have to, I'll have to friend you on Skype. And other than that, I am going to head over and tell you that Susan's going to tell you how to find her. She's my co-host. She's my partner in metaphysical crime. So I'm going to hand you over to Susan. And Susan, hi.
Hey, Bonnie. I'm telling you, Bonnie, you're going to have to start getting cue cards there because when you can't even remember your own email address when you're telling everybody how to get in touch with you. So, you
LOL, know, girlfriend.
I know, and it's like, you know, both of us, you know, we've been kind of a little under the weather for the last couple of days, and so we've been, like, walking around in a fog, reminding each other, going, did you do that? Did we take care of that? It's like, oh, no, you know, showing up late for a radio shows, I'll take the hit on that one. But,
hey, but Susan, the hit started with me because I told somebody I would take them, and I didn't see their number. So see, both of us, metaphysical crime girlfriend, we're both guilty.
I know. Divine order. I know, because after we talked about it, we had come to the conclusion that it was just set up perfectly for information and examples for everyone involved. So, you know, what they say, you know, spirit and divine self don't make mistakes. So we just have to look at
that.
It as divine order. So, well, I'd like to say
that.
Hello. Yeah, yeah, it gets us off the hook, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's spirit. You're never wrong. So it's only us. But before you
That's
go, because I know you want to tell.
I'd like to tell everybody, though. Our listening audience, it's like we're always, you know, just thrilled to be here with you. You know, we never know what's going to happen. You know, that's the exciting thing about it. We never know who's going to, you know, what's going to come up when we open someone's Akashic Records, who's spirit shows up. and you make us laugh, and we hope that we give you a chuckle. So it's just, you know, major, major fun for Bonnie and I, and also a fascinating experience every single time when we talk to somebody about their Akashic records or they ask a question. It's, you know, it's just a lot of fun for us. So
we love it.
Yes, we do. I am Susan Z. Rich, and I am Bonnie's cohort in metaphysical fun.
Crime.
She says crime, and it's like I say fun, so that kind of gives you an idea of where both of us are coming from. So I am a third generation Akashic medium, which means that I interpret one soul's journey. I have 18 years experience as a clairaudient, empathic, clairvoyant. I'm also a life coach, holistic therapist, emotional addiction counselor, recovery hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and energetic seer. I'm the author of the published book, Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine, available on Amazon.com, which Bonnie will pronounce loud
thank
and clear.
Thank you.
Any available mountaintop she can find was that she channeled the book for me, and this was even before I knew her, and then I got to do the hard part and write it. So giving Bonnie that credit, okay? And the book
Thank you, Susan.
Well, it's just the kind of that one thing, cry uncle. What can we say? So.
I love it, Susan, because you know I'm the one that talks so more about the book than you do. I tell everybody how fabulous that book is and how I used it in my own practice. And even in my lecture when I went to Vegas last year, and it was non-metaphysical. It was actually PhDs and MDs. I had life coaches. I had nurses. I had all kinds. And I had Reiki masters. It was a big conference, and I used your book or our book, girlfriend. That's why it had to be our book, because I bridged the gap between both worlds, our world in the physical and our other world in spirit. So I am so happy I did that, because I love straddling that fence, and I know you do too. So go ahead, Susan. Sorry.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate that you promote our book so much, because it's really I as you truly believe that the book can help people out there to understand the passages that they're going through at certain ages and the spiritual challenges, and to know that, you know, they didn't come in here to do it all on their own, that they have lots of help through spiritual, you know, and higher self life coaching. And so, you know, we hope that the book, you know, does that for them. You can reach me on my website, which is szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in zebra, R as in rich, W-H-I-T-E-W-I-N-G-S. And also on my email address, szrich@aol.com. I'm available for readings, email readings, Skype and phone readings, and also for Akashic Soul readings.
Well, you know, I just have to tell you, Susan, before we throw that big 4-foot card that you and I have out, because we can't lug it around, I just wanted to tell everybody that the book is really reasonable. You hear Susan and I always mention that book, because when you call and Susan asks how old you are, both of us look at the soul window that you actually are in, or if you're straddling soul windows or close to a soul window. It really makes a difference in your reading, and it actually helps us, as it would help you if you read the book. Like I said, it was the best. I don't know. It was really reasonable. Because I've read the book 3 times, whenever I have a question about even friends that have questions, I go back into the soul window that they are. So please check it out. I wish it was in every library so people could, if they didn't want to buy it, could actually read it, because it is absolutely an amazing, amazing book. So now that I said that, girlfriend, I just want to let you know we are going to start taking the first caller as soon as I tell everybody who's coming this week. I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm excited too.
Yeah. First of all, I just want to say I don't know if chat's open, and I want to tell people why. My computer is down, and like Susan and I said, we're both under the weather. I have some things I can't get out of the house very, very long, and she does too. So tomorrow will be my first day, hopefully venturing out and trying to get this computer so that I can put up chat. So please forgive me. I tried getting a hold of Kelly. I haven't been able to. She might have chat open. I'm not quite sure. But if she doesn't, she's also busy because she's always rocking chat. So I do want to tell you about the lineup we have this week, because we have some amazing guests. And I am just so in awe. Like, tomorrow, you know, we have Ron Cole. He's an astrologer. He is unbelievable. He rocks the house in astrology. In fact, Kelly is our Atlantean life card reader and birth card reader. She comes right after him. They make a great duo because they mesh. It's all about astrology. Wednesday is the Astro Day, where Ron doesn't take calls until the last part of his show. He actually does a reading. Kelly takes callers, and she'll read for you. If you do have a general question for astrology, Ron will answer it. Put it in chat. If you're on the line and we happen to take callers, as long as it's general, he has your birth date, time, and your where you were born. Then now Thursday. Oh goodness!
Hey, Bonnie, are you still giving away? You know, like running from chat. You know, like Ron's doing like a free reading for the people in chat. Is that right?
Yes, I am. But I'm not taking any more callers right now. We've got a list of them. So until he gets to them, because he can only do one a week, I've got about I've got about three. So once we're down to one, I'm going to be offering that again in chat. So, because I hate, say, oh, and you give me all your name and numbers, and you don't know when you're going to be on. So, Thursday, we have a wonderful lady. Her name is Barbara Mackey. She is She's a medium. She's a famous animal psychic. She's been on Animal Planet. I think she's been on several shows. She's rocked The View. She's been on television. She's been on radio. I am so excited because, see, this lady is just so cool. You can look her up. She's got a website, barbaramackey.com. I'm going to put more information about her on tomorrow or Thursday morning. But this is a lady you want to call in, and she will find your pets. She will talk to you about your pets. She'll tell you what's going on with your pets. She will also have live pets. And she's also a medium. So come with your questions. She's taking it all. So that will be Thursday, 1 to 3. Then Friday, I'm putting up a special show for a nice guest that we have. I don't usually rock a Friday show, but I'm thinking I'm going to have to. And her name is Leslie Cody. She is
fabulous. Fabulous. Woo! I opened her record yesterday. She was phenomenal.
Yes, and we're opening Barbara Mackey's records, too. I think we're going to open it. We were supposed to. It might be today. I'm not quite sure if she calls in. Barbara, if you're out there, we want to open your records. But if not, if not, we'll do it on your show, because I think we had talked about that. But anyway, Leslie, it is very gifted. She even comes up with dates. You know how hard that is? We're all talented. But I don't see a whole lot of dates. I see numbers. She has exact dates. And this girl rocks accurate. And so please call in. She's going to be here on Friday, 1 to 3. I have Barbara Mackey on Thursday, 1 to 3. I have Ron Cole and Kelly on 1 to 3 tomorrow. And Susan and I are on today. So I am so excited. We have some great shows for you. And we're going to get to the first caller. The first caller I have is 814. 814, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'm going to move from 814. 814, are you there? Okay, I'm going to move. I'm going to put you on hold. Did we hear anything? Hello, I'm going to do it again. Hi, 814, are you there? Okay, I'm going to take 9.
Ghost caller.
Ghost, oh, my goodness, I love them. Come. Just don't put your numbers up. I have 914 next. 914, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hi, ladies. My name is Melissa from New York.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Melissa?
Good.
Are you warm?
We're supposed to get snow this afternoon.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Believe me, I think we're all sick of snow.
No, Melissa, I want snow. I bought snow boots. I bought rain boots. I bought all kinds of boots. And I love New York, any part of New York, because my son's in chef school up in Hyde Park. And I, of course, love, New York City.
She was happy as pig in mud when she was up in that snow. She kept on texting me these pictures with her big coat and big boots and everything. And she goes, I love it.
Wait, she called me a pig in mud. I really would have rather been called a prince, but we'll take the pig in mud. Okay, how can we help you? Because I know you called today to talk about you and not me. So how can I help you? How can Susan and I help you?
Ladies, I would like to know. I just had my baby the end of January, my first one. And I wanted to know my baby father that I had a child with, is he still in love with me? Does he still love me? Because I don't know, because I feel I got unattached to him when I was pregnant. You know, when you're pregnant, get mean and everything.
Yeah.
So I just want to know.
Oh, yeah, that's harder.
Yeah.
How long have do you still have a relationship with him?
Yeah, we have a relationship, but it's kind of quiet. It's just about the baby. And I feel like I feel comfortable like that. But, I don't,
How long have you been together?
Like, 2 years.
2 years?
I got to tell you something. I have a lady here for you, and she's shaking her head. So she's shaking her head. And, it's really funny because she came before I actually picked your call up. But I know she's for you because she came back here. Go ahead, Susan, because you and I are rocking the same one. So go ahead.
Okay. Here's what I'm picking up about your, it feels like that your baby's father is a real stand-up guy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's concerned, he cares about the baby and he cares about you. How old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay, and how old is he?
I think he's about 36.
Okay. Well, my feeling about it is that he's going to be there for you and the baby, but I want to be a nuclear family kind of thing. It's just not there. Just really isn't.
Yeah.
And I think that he's going to do everything he can. You have a boy. Did you have a boy or a girl?
I had a girl. He did not
like
that.
Yeah, I saw the girl.
Yeah, if you'd had a boy, things maybe he would be more interactive and everything, but he will be there for your child, but it's going to be kind of, like you said, a quiet distance. You've got somebody else coming into your life kind of soon, okay? What do you do for a living?
I work at a supermarket doing salad bar.
Okay. Because here's what I'm hearing is that this little girl was for you, just for you. This is a matriarchal child. And basically, here's what matriarchal souls feel. They really don't care who the father is, just as long as she got to be with you. And it's like, so, I mean, real attachment there. She's going to be your joy. I mean, there's no question about it. And it's your little girl that's going to bring you your permanent mate, okay? There's something about, actually, she's going to find him for you. I don't know how that's going to roll, whether it's like someone comes up and says, oh, my God, your baby's
so
cute.
What a cute baby, yeah. I saw this.
fall in love with your little girl first before they fall in love with you. So she's kind of like a Cupid messenger for you. But where this guy's concerned, just kind of look at him as like, thank you for bringing me my beautiful daughter. And anything that you can, give to us in this life, that's cool.
Yeah. I can accept that.
It's really funny because the scene that I see, oh, my goodness. First of all, are you done, honey? Susan, did you finish or am I interrupting you?
No, honey, go on. Jump in. Unless Melissa, it's only when we're doing Akashic Records that I have to tell you to keep quiet. When we're just answering questions, you can jump in anytime you want, sweetie.
Because I'm jumping. So, Melissa, too bad. You're going to hear it, and then if you have questions, you can ask both of us. But there was a lady here. It's so cool. She came before you even got on the air. And what's funny is she's showing me her hands. And she has black lace gloves, but they look like they're not real heavy lace. They're just lace, and you can button them at the wrist. She's kind of a stocky woman, and for some reason, I think maybe it's an aunt, but she's in spirit. She's in spirit, and what the scene she said, she's looking at you, wagging her finger, saying, "I taught you better than that." But
oh, yeah,
because
I go for the jerks.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, this guy that's, hey, honey, do you know how many of them do? I think that, I wonder what we write about ourselves to come down here. Now, I didn't. I have to be married 34 years. But if I told you how many people in my practice I had done the same thing you did, they all must have wrote jerks into their plan. But here, I have to, but there's always a reason. I do have to tell you that the guy coming in for you, oh, my God, this is how she's describing him. First of all, the scene that I saw when she was talking, I saw the baby girl. This guy, I think he's around work, and he's a big boy. I'm going to call him a big little boy because he has a baby face. He's kind of big. I'm going to say how she describes him is he's a little boy in a man's body, in a big body. He just is really a fun. He's kind of a little shy, but he's
big
super.
Big teddy bear. Yeah.
And when he sees this baby, it'll be like you'll know the love will be looking at her because he's a baby himself. He loves little kids. He loves kids because he's a kid himself. But he's not a funky kid, meaning that he's going to like play pranks. You know, have somebody else say, oh, grow up. No, he just looks like a big teddy bear, and his heart's as big as gold. And I got to tell you something. This is going to last for a very, very, very long time. So you take a look around because he's there. And I don't know, oh, goodness gracious, she's on top of me. And it's okay because you know what I have. So, I don't think I can give it to anybody. But I've got the chicken pox, but only an adult version. So if you want to come, you can come, but I can't swear you're not going to catch anything. Anyway, she's just looking at you saying, this is the one I want. This is the one you need. It will be yours. So take a look around. I know he's around work. I can see him.
Around
I don't
work?
Know whether he's at. Yeah. I don't know if he's at.
I don't want to take nobody from work.
I'm sorry, but that's what I see. Now, I might not work maybe in the same store. I might work in the same business as you do, but I see him behind a counter, and I don't know. He's just a big teddy bear. Might be a manager of a department, but and I see him behind a glass case. So I don't know whether it's meat or it's baking goods or it's that he's in the back doing something. But I do see him there. So take a look around, girlfriend. And I don't know,
You know
what?
Because my baby daddy's from the... my
baby
daddy delivers bread to the grocery store.
Yeah, no, it isn't him. It isn't him. Because this guy's stationary behind a glass counter. Almost looks like meat, like, boar's head or, whatever they have. Or it's more baking goods. It's behind a counter, and he's really happy. He's a good, very, very... his heart is made of gold. He doesn't have any angst about things. So I wouldn't worry about your ex or your baby daddy yet.
Sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, might be a little younger than you. Just a little younger.
Yeah, that's
but yeah, I mean just but is so ready to settle down. So ready to settle down.
Yeah, oh my goodness, they're on touch. Your aunt is on top of me. And she's showing me, she kind of bow legged. I don't know if you know who it was, but she's kind of bow legged and what she wears is these stockings that they're like they're opaque. So but they're the color of skin. So you can't really, you know.
I would not even know. You know what? I have a lot of aunts that pass, so I wouldn't know which one that is.
Well, I'm trying, and she wears kind of like, maybe it was to church or maybe it was wherever she was going, but I see her with a little hat on, and she had like a pin in the hat. It could be just a metaphor she's showing me that, you know, she was pretty, well put together, and she cared about her family. And she, you know, but I'm looking at her and she's wagging her finger. So you need to take care, girlfriend, and you need to find this guy because don't look at the jerk. They're the really cute suave Ricos that want you, but not the baby. Want you, but you have to give them things. This guy will be totally. I feel your heart's like his. You know, you have that kind of heart. So take a look around, and you can have a happy life.
Oh. Yes, I hope we help you. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, I hope we helped.
Yeah, your baby just couldn't wait to be born. And this man that's coming into your life is literally going to be her father. It's not going to make any difference to him whether who the baby father is. It's like he, as far as he's concerned, that baby is his.
Aww. So anyway, I'm going to ask your aunt to step back, aunt, grandma, something like that. But I kind of wrote aunt down and asked her to step back. Hey, if anybody else wants to come in. So have a fabulous day. We've got some other callers I want to get to.
All right. Thank you so much, lady.
Yeah. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you for letting us help. I love that. Oh, my goodness. I could feel it. I love when spirit's here. I'm so happy. Okay. I just wanted to get on top of my back because that's where I really need to, like, have, you know, all of the looseness over there.
It's like, get off my back.
Yes. They can come. I love them, but they got to know. They might catch something. Now, 111, you're on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
911.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, 111. How are you?
I'm the 111111.
Yeah.
So
I'm
listening and I'm loving the idea of possibly opening the Akashic Records for me as well.
Excellent. We love that for you. Yes. Susan?
Oh, great.
Go ahead, girlfriend.
Yeah, and what was your name?
It's Georgette.
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 Yes.
Georgette. Okay. And how old are you?
55.
5'5"?
Yes. 5'5".
Okay. Oh, wow.
Love that. Yeah.
That's that double digit year. Very, very powerful. If you've been listening to past shows, you know that you are in what they call cry on return, which is the biggest soul window that there is. It's when the dreaming soul fully awakens, is in very clear correspondence with your higher self, which is life coaching you, redo, reset, clean out, look back, shake up, get brave, take risks. It's an exciting time, but yet also can be a very, very challenging and very kind of like, you know, what the hell kind of time.
Yeah, that's why I don't lock that window. I'm in that second window.
Amen, sister. I can't wait for a couple of months for it to shift. It's 5'6".
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
it's not going to shift
in this particular soul window, and when you're in the soul window, the cry on return, the double digit year is probably one of the most powerful window. The year before, the year of, and the year after. Okay. Your Cryon Return soul window started for you probably about 48. So you've been in it for about 7 years, and it kind of like started off kind of like with a little bit of rumbling, and mm-hmm. then it feels like a big bang happened. And then you kind of almost like I get you energetically, like just kind of like, you know, like bouncing on your butt going, what the heck? And then picking yourself up and going, it's like, okay, we need to rethink how we're going to do life, how I'm going to view myself participating in life in general.
Mm-hmm.
You've got probably this window is probably going to last for you probably maybe 62, 63. But I am going to say to you probably the worst is over. The rest of it's kind of like picking up debris.
Yeah.
if I can say it anyway
it
like that. Yeah.
That's so funny.
So I'm going to ask you what your okay. I've got about like here, and
yeah.
Actually, yeah. Just go see Bonnie. Go see Bonnie. And
come on,
actually,
come on.
I have a pet sitting on my lap, so I'm going to send that one to you too. Okay.
I think they're here to come.
They don't trust you. It's like ever since we had our pet psychic on, it's like all of a sudden, you know, I don't do the spirit thing because I don't like the ectoplasmic goo that Bonnie just doesn't
mind
at all.
I love them. I like to be drenched in them. I love it. It's green stuff.
But ever since our pet psychic's been on, it's like all of a sudden now it's like, you know, I'm getting a sense of, you know, pets sitting on my lap and everything. And this one feels like it's a puppy or a dog or something like that. And it doesn't want to go to you, Bonnie. So obviously it's got good sense.
What color? What kind of a dog do you know? Color?
I only energetically, but it almost feels like it's a fawn color.
Getting. Yeah, brown or black, you know, something brown.
Could it be like a golden lab color? A white golden lab?
Yeah, like a light color. Yeah, kind of thing.
Perfect.
And, it's just kind of like, you know, draped over my knees, so, and not going anywhere.
Oh, when you were talking about Barbara Mackey being on, I was, all of a sudden, that pet came to my mind. And I was just like, oh, I wish I could connect with him. I wonder if I should call in and try to do that. And here he is.
Here he is, draped across my lap. So, okay.
But, you know, you might want to tell him why. I got to tell you why that dog won't come to me. Oh, I see it, but my dog is here. But the problem is that they know that I'm not really good with pets. I kind of don't know how to take care of them, even though I love them. And my girlfriend has that same kind of dog, and I keep pushing it away. So I think the dog knows. I love all animals, but the problem is that they know that if they come to me, they might be, you know, they might not get fed or cleaned or anything like that. I don't know. But they would get loved, but they're not going to get fed. I think they all die.
Yeah, she kind of forgets that they need to be fed and, you know, those kind of things, you know, that kind of thing. And it's
unfair.
Like a super space shot, you know, kind of thing. Oh, my God, I'm supposed to feed this animal, right?
Yes, I'm better. This one's living. This one is actually 10. So I did something right. But then, you know, that's really my husband who takes care of it.
Yeah, and more than likely only because he comes up to you and tells you he wants to be fed.
Yeah, that's true. She is a princess. Yeah. But you do have a lot of spirit around you. I feel like, Georgette, you know that. Do you know that?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and the spirit, what Bonnie's going to bring in for you, the talking, it's like, it's not a mistake. It's an agreement that even though they passed on, that they were going to help you with your life.
Yeah.
Like, were going to make transition all together. You were going to move into the light all together. So even though they have passed before you, they're waiting for you. That's encouraging, isn't it? They're waiting for you, Georgette.
They're waiting behind the door. They're waiting behind the closet door. Yeah. Be careful. Except they're all like happy and loving, so you don't have to worry about it. You could have a party back there.
Yeah. So I'm not going to ask you what your career is.
Just do yourself a favor, bring dog food.
Okay.
What career do you have and what you've done in the past?
You're asking me? I'm sorry. I'm in transition. I'm not employed and I'm not in anything in particular. But I've done everything from the creative to the office. I'm also intuitive. So that's right now the path that I'm on is finding, life purpose.
Okay, so you're doing intuitive life coaching and things like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have done that. I wish I could do that full time.
Okay, and as your real grocery store job?
office administration.
What's that?
Go-to job would be office administration, office management or administrative assistant, that kind of stuff.
Okay. And how long have you been doing the intuitive life coaching?
Or sales, actually, too. Let's see. Oh, gosh. I mean, people have been coming to me to do that for, I would say, off and on for the last 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just going to say 10 years. You've known this.
Okay.
Yeah. And you. Okay, I'll be quiet. All right, go ahead.
Yes. Don't make me send this puppy over to you to bite you. But in the last 4 or 5 years, has it gotten more important to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I want to know. In terms of what you would consider your gifts, I mean, some of them are obvious, but I want to hear it from you.
I would say clairvoyance. I would say energy, healing, and I also love to sing. Some of my voice is one of my gifts.
Okay. Cool. Okay,
I didn't hear the last gift.
Voice.
She likes to sing.
Oh, well, of course. Can you sing?
Yeah, you're talking to two people who can't sing, so we're impressed.
Yes. Okay. We're impressed.
Yeah, we both wanted to be rock stars, so, like it just blew our whole life journal right there. So what is this, what you like the most about yourself?
Most about myself, that I feel love and I give love pretty deeply and easily, and I bring joy.
Okay. Wow, this is kind of interesting. your journals, I haven't quite seen anything like this before, and that's why it's always just so wonderfully interesting.
I know, I love it. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it's like your journals, your book, like they're kind of, some of the pages are glued together. They're not opening. Most people's journals, that they just flap open and the pages go flap, 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 flap for me. And with you, as a tool that they're showing me, is that they're showing me taffy being pulled, okay? Like just stretching and and just rolling over, you know, one, and it's like, and it gets longer and longer and longer and longer. So that is your tool, and I'll explain that to you in a few minutes. The foundations for you, okay, is what I'm seeing is stars, shooting planets.
Oh my gosh, I've been into astrology since I was 13.
Oh yes, Saturn, planetary. So here's what I'm going to interpret this. Don't touch me. Go away. I'm trying to send it to you, but you are like surrounded by, I mean, all
yeah.
of this help and energy. So your foundations, the first thing that I'm going to say to you is that you are not of this world. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You are definitely, I believe that this is probably your, you may have been here before, but I think during maybe Egyptian times or somewhere around Mesopotamia, that kind of thing, that you've been in this planet once before during that kind of, because I keep on seeing hieroglyphics. That you can read, okay, and that you're very knowledgeable, very and revered as one of the sky people, okay, all right,
mm-hmm.
because back during that period of time, you know, we look at people from other planets as like aliens, big eyes. Anal probes. Sorry, that just came out. I'm sorry.
That's so funny.
And it's like, but not back then. It was like you were star gods. Okay, they understood that they were visited by other planets of more advanced races. Okay, so this is who you are. Okay, and this also has to, boy. It's like, gee, and the people that are surrounding you, which is what Bonnie is picking up most,
yeah.
is a lot of them. A lot of them.
They
are
were her followers.
Yes, the spirits from
yeah.
the other place that you're from. Okay.
Yeah.
And so this is where you've come back again, and it's like I totally went blank here. And like that.
Well,
that's,
you know
what?
Can I say something? Well, good. If you totally went blank, here's what I got. Okay. In the middle there.
I go blank is when I deal starseed. Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So go ahead.
Guess what? I see that they're showing me that you are a high priestess of one of the planets, and you are where you're from. You can go from planet to planet. And there's certain mm-hmm. amount of, you know, like certain amount of species on each planet. And whatever species you're from, and like we're human species, I can see you. You're just beautiful, and you are from this planet. And they call you the high priestess. So I don't know why, but the people who are here with you are from that planet, and they will not let you fail. You are here to do a mission. Are here to experience something, and you are taking them with you. So while you're on this planet, they're also
yeah, they're
on this planet with you.
Yes, and
they want you back. Oh my God! Now they're here, Susan, because now they're all here. I've got them. They want you. They revere you. You are their, you know, goddess or you know whatever. And
mm-hmm.
and which I love that. I'm a goddess. I want to be that. But what they are saying is there's something that you are learning here that you needed. It was your journey to come here. It was your decision.
That's what the taffy pull. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I forgot. That's what the taffy pull is. Yeah.
Yeah. And,
are you done,
and so
sweetie?
The thing, yes. I'm sorry. Go.
Okay, what the taffy pull is, okay, is that your tools are, is that you are being stretched and pulled in terms of observation with humanity. You've come here to literally, and it's like you're very loving and very kind, and it's like you are by example to other human beings, which you are human now, okay, of walking the talk. It's like, and you're not perfect at it because I see a little temper underneath there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's
that's
like
the
priestess. Yeah, you have that coding like I do. You suffer no fools. Okay.
Hey, I have that same coding. Wait a minute, where did I get left out here? I am Cleopatra. I have that coding too, Missy.
I know you do. It's like the biggest problem is that sometimes I have to point out to you who's being foolish.
I love that. Well, as long as I have you with me in my court. You can do that.
I know. Because you're so smart,
sorry,
but you're so naive sometimes, too. So what we've got here is that this taffy pool is the tools that you're using, okay? And when you deal with situations, okay, it's like, and your singing has something to do with it. Your singing has healing properties. You do know that, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. It's the toning energy, which I mean, if you sing a lullaby to a child, ditto. I mean, if you sing around the house, if you're not feeling well, if you sing, you feel better. Okay. And that's the tonal healing. But what's most important with this taffy pull of this stretching, what they're trying to show, is that you're trying to show by example on how you deal with things, taking the kinder way, taking the more compassionate way, taking the more caring and kind way. And it's like, and that's what you're here to do. But the tools that you're using and the taffy pulling is that what you're trying, it stretches you thin sometimes. It's like that sometimes you feel like people are pulling at you from every direction. And it's when you feel pulled thin is when that little temper comes up. Okay?
Yes.
But that's your journey here, is that you are here to show whoever it is within your humanity of who you come in contact a kinder way. Does this make sense to you?
It does, absolutely.
I can ask you, Bonnie.
Wait a minute. I have more to add to that, thank you. Listen, I have more to add because it'll make sense more if I say it now than later. Okay?
Yes.
Georgette,
before I release the Kraken here, is that do you have a one quick fast question, because that's all you got time for?
Yeah.
Okay. So then my in terms of my life's work, something that I will give to others and be in my joy doing. What do the Akashic records show?
And that your life work is?
Yes.
Just what I said. Is that you came here to live by example in showing people a kinder way in dealing with things.
Okay, I was thinking career.
I knew you were thinking. I knew you were thinking that, Georgia, but I was just waiting to hear what she was going to say.
Semantics, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, career, the office management, you know, and the thing type and all of that is that it's just a tool. I mean, it's just, you know, you got to support yourself, everything. But I could probably guarantee that in whatever career situation that you've been in, that you have a reputation of being very kind, very, a lot of integrity, very well balanced, and that is that you are living by example. And, you know, so many people think that when they go, what is my life purpose here? You know, what is my journey about? That, you know, we're supposed to be like, you know, Martin Luther King, Mother Teresa, you know, John
like
F. Kennedy. Yeah, or like Bonnie. And it's like, but it's not, you know, it's sometimes what the soul chooses, and especially because you're not from this place, is that you walk quiet footsteps. You don't, you never intended to make big tracks.
Right.
Yeah. Like me. Like me.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Can I? Well,
yes,
yeah,
please.
For you. Okay, here I come. So I do want you to know that everything I said that I hope you heard, which was about, you know, about who was here with you, because it's really important that you know that, because they, you will survive at any cost, is what they say. And that is because your mission here is just as important for you when you go back as it is for them who came with you. So here is what they're saying to me. And I don't ever use that term, you must survive at any cost. It's not one that I use, so I know that's what they're saying to me. And what they also are showing me is that you're looking for a career to support yourself, but really that's all it is, what Susan was kind of saying to you. There is no big, oh, you're going to have an opera career. Oh, you're going to have a huge, you know, store of cheesecake. You aren't here to do that. You're really not here to make any carbon footprint. But what they're saying is that you don't really understand the human race all that much, but you adjust accordingly. And I don't use that term either. And what they mean by you adjust accordingly is you adjust to everything that's thrown at you. And you have had a lot. Because you really don't understand people, and it's because you have such a high level of integrity, a high level of authority where you're from, and you don't get why people are the way they are to each other. Because where you're from, they're very, 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 very loving, energetic workers. And so,
yeah, pettiness is one thing that is what I'm hearing is that you seem to have the hardest thing dealing with from how you're coded is people's pettiness about small things. You don't get it. And 11-11-11-11 was on my counter when I said that.
Oh my God!
That
is my numerological number.
Yeah.
No kidding.
And I just separated from a boyfriend whose birthday was 11-11.
Wow.
Who I felt was from this. I felt he's from a star system as well, and he's in my heart, and that separation is also feeling like debris to me. So.
Mm-hmm.
11-11.
Well, I think that you're not here to make any, again, big waves. So the things that you're learning are adjusting and adjusting and adjusting. And when you adjust, something inside of you adjusts. So that's what you're taking back with you when you go. But I would really like go with the flow. To me, you need to meet my daughter. She's the same way. She doesn't understand why people are cool or why they have to be petty. She doesn't understand why you can't be a friend, why you have to, you know, like people backbite each other. They're not nice. If one person's making a dollar, well, the other one's making 10, they don't tell you. I mean, she could never figure that out. And that's kind of like what I feel about you too. So if I were you and I heard this, and I'm looking at it, and I'm looking at all the peeps, you need to just relax and do the things you love, making money accordingly, meaning whatever you can do to make money. I know it's a tough situation. I know you've been, I can feel that you haven't been in a really good financial as far as job that you really love or like for a long time, and I don't think you need to be. You just need to make money. Because I think between your singing and what you need to do on this earth plane and your metaphysics, which is something that you bring to this earth plane, you have plenty to be happy about and content. So I would just take any job that you could, apply anywhere you can that you can actually survive, and take your metaphysics and your singing and know that they are healing not only you but the earth. So that's what I'm going to tell you.
Am I meant to be with my twin flame or soulmate?
Now Bonnie and I are both speechless on this one. It's like, do you think that you have? You mean that you are searching for one, or do you think that you have found that person and they're going to stay?
I would say the latter.
Yes, I would say that's how you feel. And I will tell you this about twin flames. Oh, my goodness, I'm going through this with someone else, and he's a male. Okay, he met his twin flame, but she's not there, and she was in the beginning, and now they're separated. And that's usually, if you read about twin flames and you know anything about that, that's what happens, because they're both the same. They're the same you in a different sex. Mm-hmm. So they have to learn different things while they're here on this earth plane in order to make that whole when you come back. So usually twin flames, and I'm going to tell you this, and I know you know this already because I know you know this, that usually they separate for a very long time on this earth plane, and usually if they are going to be together again, it's usually later, you know, a latter part of their life. Some twin flames meet each other very early, and they stay with each other, and you could see their twin flames, and they came down here, they wrote it that way. But a lot of twin flames come down here to live two separate lives, in order to take the male and female energy that equal one and bring them the knowledge that they need for both. And usually what I've worked with people is usually the twin flames, if you've met and you've separated, it's later in life that you'll either come together, you know, in this lifetime.
So I am correct. My senses are correct about this person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, your senses aren't wrong. They were right.
He doesn't recognize that.
Usually one doesn't, because they don't come here. Because just think about it. You do see people who come here at like 15 and they say, oh, my God, we are 90 now. Oh, we wouldn't even get a cup of coffee or walk across the state with each other. But really, how many people do you see like that? Especially now, we live a lot longer. So, we do have twin flames that we meet very early, but it is not what twin flames usually come here to do. They usually come here as the same energy in a male and a female to learn different parts of that male and female energy, and then they come together at the end, if they're going to come together on this earth. Okay, so a lot of people, if you thought you meant your twin flame, and I know this other gentleman did too, if it is meant to be that the twin flames in your heart, both of them, are going to be together, it's later in life. It's usually not earlier. And usually you break up. There's usually a meeting and then you break up. And then there's usually a union back together at the end. But if not, this lifetime, you won't have a chance. You'll be together up in, you know, because I don't think you're going to, I do believe you're here for a mission, a purpose, and I don't think that you'll be back here at the same mission or purpose. So. Hope that's helped you.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. Twin flames, can I add something here too? Twin flames are a mirror reflection of your soul journey, of the concept of how you want to do life. And usually when you come in and have written a script is that you have a particular lesson to learn. Your twin flame is also trying to learn that same lesson. So basically...
Yes.
It would be like drawing in, and they may come in your life at a particular time after you've learned those lessons, or come in your life, as Bonnie says, they come in and then they leave. But what a twin flame is doing is trying to learn the same lessons that you are. It would be like two people who don't know how to swim trying to teach each other to swim across the pool.
But then when you learn how to swim at the end, both of you can come together. It just depends.
Yeah,
a lot
exactly.
of them do. Yeah.
So we come together as a whole. We come together as two whole.
Yeah. Both people
know
how to swim. And, And then celebration of like, oh, my God, you got it. Well, so did I. Let's just celebrate.
Yeah. Let's boogie down the street, babe. So that's what happens with twin flames. And so don't give up. But the chances are, if you are going to be together, it'd be usually later in life once that happens, the separation.
Okay. Well, so. I just was wondering if we will actually get together or if I'm going to wind up with another. So
I don't think it's a bad thing to end up with another. I don't know if you know anything about twin flames. You're learning to, especially you, understand humans and bring something here. So is he in the same context. So he'll be with other women. You need to be with other men. Because when you do come together, if you do come together on this earth plane at the end or towards your later years, it's going to be with the knowledge that you came here to learn. So for you not to be with anybody, if you see somebody you want to be with, I don't know. I just don't see you being alone, but I don't see you. I think you have a better, bigger purpose than that. And I think that you will meet somebody. I absolutely see you with someone. So I just don't think that, I think the other priorities in your life are going to step first, which is your metaphysics, and your healing ability.
Mm. Okay. Okay, that's the kind of work that I would like to do, yes.
Yeah, and I do see that, and I do see a man. Now, whether it's your twin flame or not, I can't answer you, but I do see somebody standing far behind you. So that means, I'm going to see if Susan sees it, but it's not yet. It's not for a little while. I'm not going to say a long time, but I see somebody standing like one removed. So that's probably, they're showing me like 2 years maybe, a year, 2 years, something like that. And it's very, 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 very.
Yeah, I'm hearing 57, 58, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So we hope that we helped you. And please call back and let us know how everything. We love hearing and seeing and opening and tasting records. I mean, so cool.
Totally. Thank you so much. This was food for my soul.
So good. We're glad we can help you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness, Susan. I'm getting chills all over because, you know, I love spirits. They didn't want to come. They were with you, and I'm not happy about that. But I think it's because they didn't want to catch what I've got, which is it. You can't catch it. It's that chicken pox, but it's, you know, adult chicken pox, but it's not that bad. So I'm telling spirits right now, that woman came, y'all can come. But I think because they weren't real understanding of human abilities, I think they were kind of, but then they came, so I love it.
They swarmed.
All right.
They swarmed.
I love it.
I mean, it was, I mean, it's like, and you know, the moment that she said goodbye, I felt the presence of the dog get up and leave. It was like so cool.
Yeah. It is so cool. I can't wait for our pet psychic. So everybody out there, tomorrow is our astrology day. But our pet psychic is going to rock the house. I'd like to make everybody aware that we only are going to take Susan and I, or I will not take any callers. I'm just going to be emceeing her. So please call in. I know Susan's going to call in with her pet. Call in with any pet questions because we're looking for pet questions. She is a medium, so she can answer other ones. And I have Leslie, who is a medium that does, oh, my goodness, she's fabulous, too, on Friday. So you've got a great chance to get in and ask everybody. But when we feature people, Susan and I don't take callers. So your Akashic records would have to wait until Monday or Tuesday. So I'm going to take the next caller, and the next caller is, and then, Susan, I'm going to leave you on with the next caller because you know what I got to do. The next caller is 905. Susan, hi. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, Susan. Hi, Bonnie. This is Dennis. I'm Dream Master.
Hi, Dennis.
Hey.
Hi, Dennis. Dennis, I'm going to leave you with Susan. I'm going to leave you with Susan. I just have to step out for a minute. But, hey, don't get used to that because I'm coming back, Dennis.
Okay.
Hey, Dennis,
all right,
what
honey.
Can we do?
He's yours.
Hi,
Dennis,
Susan.
What can we do for you today?
Well, I had Ron do my natal chart, right?
Lucky you.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've had that. And Bonnie mentioned that, that I give you a call, and to open up my records. I've never done this before, so.
So you want your Akashic records open?
Well, I'm open and willing to hear what you have to share and offer with me.
Okay.
I've never had this before.
Okay. The reason why that most people have never had their Akashic records open is that because there actually are very few mediums that have the ability to do it. And so it's not something, commonplace that, you know, most people are spirit mediums, psychics. And never know when a medium gets the gift. It's just kind of like all of a sudden you become aware that it become very clear of what the person that you're speaking to is here for and the journey. And I was told once a while back that, how rare Akashic mediums are. And they said that something about that usually the gift comes after you have been through a very hard life trial, where unconditional love was the key factor that you were supposed to learn, and then it opens up, and that's exactly what happened. So that's why it's not offered, by most mediums, is because unconditional love is a tough lesson to learn in life, as we all know. Yes. So the first thing
hey,
I want to ask you
are you
is,
bragging again?
I am. I was explaining to Dennis, and he said that he had never experienced anything like having his Akashic records open. And I was explaining to him, well, one of the reasons is because they're kind of rare, an Akashic medium.
Yes.
And that the ability to become an Akashic medium usually has to do with a life experience of going to that place of having to exhibit complete unconditional love in a very conditional situation. And if you're open to it, then all of a sudden you realize that you have the ability to know what a person's life journey is about. So, and I will say again, that I cannot open the records, that this is own. No, you can't.
Yes,
I
can.
I'm going to disagree with you on this one, but I'm sorry. It's like, because it is your sacred book. It belongs to the soul. But answering the question, or as it has been lately, even agreeing to the fact that, yes, I would like to have my Akashic records open, is that you give me permit, you literally open the book and allow me to look.
That's
right. So that's what we're going to do. So the first thing I would want to ask you, Dennis, is how old you are.
I'm 47, I believe.
I'm 15, and I believe that. So there's a big difference. Well, if you are 47,
well,
on the
Gregorian calendar, apparently I'm 47.
Okay, you're 47.
Apparently, yeah. I was born in 66.
That would be
September.
Yeah, pretty much.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know what a Gregorian calendar is. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm 15, and I'm on a regular calendar.
That's when we have months, weeks, days, times, years, okay?
Yeah, linear.
That's,
it's all linear.
Okay.
Stuff.
And this is let me explain. I'm gonna share this with everybody, buddy. I'm gonna tell on you. This is a lady here that when she asked what's Gregorian time, is that a very beautiful guest that we had of Native American said that they were a part of the Native of the Rainbow Tribe, and I'm going to tell everybody. And Bonnie said, it's like, wow. It's like, well, I have nothing, you know, that's really great. It's like, you know, the fact that you're gay doesn't have anything, you know, I mean, I think it's just wonderful. And he calmly said, no, Bonnie, I'm not talking about the Rainbow Coalition. I'm talking about the Rainbow Tribe, Native American. So,
Bonnie, yes, I love everybody.
I had to tell that because Bonnie has this beautiful, wonderful gift of just like putting her foot in her mouth that just makes her so adorable. So I had to share that with everybody.
All right. Well, now it's out. But I do want to tell everybody I love, and rainbows are my favorite, but when somebody said that to me, you know, I just thought, okay. And I thought, oh, well, that's nice. What's he sharing with me? He really doesn't need to share that. But he wasn't. He was actually sharing that.
Right about the,
that
yeah,
know,
the Native American
thought.
So what I'm going to say to you, Dennis, is that you are at the very beginning of what they call cry on return. And because if you've been listening to the show, you understand that that's the soul window where you shake it up. You redo, reset, rethink, you know, go back, make double checks, clean house. And it is the largest soul window, and it is when you are in direct, the dreaming soul fully awakens, and the higher self is in direct communication with the soul, giving major life coaching lessons. So you are in your 48th year, okay? Because in the spiritual realm, you are alive a full year before you have your first birthday. So you are in your 48th year. You basically have your toe in the water, okay? So what you're feeling in life is a lot of questions, okay? A lot of not so much of dismantling and rumbling yet, although what I feel about you is that when you decide to do it, it'll be quick, clean, fast, and the foundations will just change on you like night and day, okay? You're not the kind of person that once you make up your mind to do something and once you, full speed ahead, there's no dawdling with you, there's no second guessing. It's just getting to that point of making up your mind for it to be very clear for you what it is, what's your direction. And you're right now in that point of being prompted, kind of nudged and pushed of like, the only way I can explain it is that if you or anyone that's listening have had that you have a taste for something, but you don't quite know what it is, and it's like you don't know, is it sweet
chocolate
or salty? Yeah, but you just quite can't figure out what it is that you have a taste, and you try this, and you go, that wasn't it. And so we try, that wasn't it. And it's like, so that's where you are right now. Is that that's what your divine self is giving you, that little, like, I want this, there's a little something I want, but what is it? Does that make sense to you?
I can't discount that.
Okay. That's
yeah,
good
you
enough.
Can't discount it because it is there. I mean, you know, that's okay. Because I see even further past that. So
yeah.
Go ahead.
So what I'm going to ask you is your career, what you do for your career now and in the past.
Well, I ran a business for 25 years, working with the public, consumer electronic repair service. And now, for the last 10, 12 years, I've been doing landscape construction.
So the last part of it, what were you doing?
Landscape construction. I work
okay,
landscape.
That's what you're doing now?
Yes.
Okay. Was that by choice?
This is what I'm comfortable with. This is what I love doing. This is, you know.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know. Versus of like, I couldn't get a job and this is the only thing I can do.
No, no, okay, that's never been part of me.
Okay, okay. Okay. And when you said you worked 25 years, what exactly did you do again?
Customer service. Like, I ran my own business, repairing TVs, VCRs, you know, if you remember turntables.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
So. Okay. All right. And then one day you just decided that you went. Actually, how long have you been doing landscaping?
Well, again, it's been about 10, 12 years. You know, you know, nobody gets things fixed anymore, and I always love dealing with the public and having the dynamic of working with the public, the staff, and the suppliers, and it just got, you know, really heavy, and I had to get out instead of paying the man. Right, like the government, right? So I just stepped out, and I had an offer to start landscaping, and I fell right into where into the scheme of things.
Yes, into the scheme of things. Okay, good. And what you would consider your gifts?
My gifts?
No, too much information there, Dennis. Okay, so what would you consider your gifts now?
It's being able to, you know, I'm somewhat of an empath, a sensitive or whatnot, and it's just showing people where that they, you know, like stress kills, and trying to alleviate people's stress a bit, and for them to see outside of the box, which, you know, can be difficult when you get so entrapped in 3D distractions and deviations, and just to stop and breathe a little bit, and stop and smell the roses. You know. And another one of my gifts, apparently, because it's hard to self-diagnose. I've been asked from doctors before to do that, but in any regard, it's my smile, apparently.
I can see that. I can see that. And what would you say are the things that you like the most about yourself?
Well, the fact that, you know, I'm not vengeful. I'm not mean. I don't hold arrogance. I I'm a real person. If you ask me a question, I'll give it to you straight up. And I'm not going to cover nothing. I'm not going to candy coat nothing. And I'll work through it, and I'll be patient. You know, patience is a virtue. Apparently, and I have patience. I'll sit, and
you don't have that much patience, Dennis. just remember who you're talking to.
I never can figure.
You ask me a question. I'm trying to convey.
Let's so. Here's what I'm getting. You have a real interesting a journey that you wrote for yourself, and the first thing that I see is the tools for you. Okay, it's like it shows a kind of like an old pirate's chest, and it's like opening up, and there's like all kinds of papers written, little notes, and like sticky notes. Okay. Of how to. It's almost like that when you came into this life that you wrote yourself a lot of sticky notes to remember how to deal with people again, all right? And I'll explain that in a little while, okay? And underneath there, okay, is what they're showing me is a an island, okay, a very small island sitting out in the middle of water, okay, like marooned, okay, type of thing, and that's your foundations, all right?
Not marooned, so, marooned.
yeah, not maroon, marooned, okay? So,
yes. Sorry.
What your records are showing me is that you come with a foundation that you're trying to overcome, and that is of isolation, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Of having quite a few lifetimes of being scribe, of being professor, of being teacher, of being completely absorbed in the lessons of books, of the art of learning, of the art of it feels like the skies were I see you fascinated with like telescopes and skies, but it was always alone, always isolation. It doesn't seem like it, even if there was family involved, you were dedicated to your learning, okay? But a sense of isolation, all right? And this time, what in your tools that you have come in here is that this time you basically decided to be, to get yourself out there and to be more people-oriented, all right, but you really don't have much use for them.
Yes, I see that. I see the same thing. It's like he came in to do it, but he really doesn't. If he could rewrite it, he would, because he really
likes
that island. Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah. And it's like, and that's what all the sticky notes are about, okay, to remind you over and over again. It's like, no.
I like people.
This is,
I like people.
Yeah,
I like people.
Yeah, and people like to be talked to. And, oh, yeah, okay, I remember that. It's like, yes, and people like to interact. Okay, I remember that. Ah, yes, and this is why this customer service is why you did 25 years of it, and then your contract was done, and you said, okay, I've had enough of this. You know, now I want to deal with something real. Okay, and to you, elemental is real. Actually,
yeah.
The only thing that is real to you.
Yeah.
People come and go, all right? And it's like, and you have the thing that there's no ego involved in this at all. You, when I say that you look at people and you go, you know, what planet are you from, folks? Okay. It's like you don't understand why people do the things that they do, because you've spent so many lifetimes being isolated from them, right? So in this lifetime, you are presented over and over and over and over again situations where people either act odd or they don't do what you expect them to do, or that they do exactly what you thought they were going to do, and it's like you you literally are in observation of humanity again, and this is what you chose for yourself. But the good thing about it is that there is this yearning to be connected. Always this yearning to be connected, but on the level of observation, you know, there's almost like a detachment that you have of not like, and I'm not going to do that. I have a guide here that just said, it's like, well, you know, he's looking at them just like lab rats. That's nasty. I don't like that. You know, I'm not. But that's really.
Yeah, Adam, Susan.
Is that you're observing the human race again from a place of humanity and connection. And it's like, and you are learning, and the good thing about it is that whatever way that you designed your astrological, points, is that you were given the ability to be a problem solver and also to help people to see the glass half full versus the glass half empty. So in those tools, it gives you the ability to connect with people in terms of helping them so that you can connect with humanity again. And mostly what your journey is about you reconnecting with humanity again. You were a great philosopher, a great teacher, a great astronomer,
wizard,
whatever, but alone, isolated. And this is the first life in a long time that you're making humanity connections. So that's why sometimes if you can feel confused about what the heck is humanity doing, it's because you haven't been connected with them for a while.
Okay.
Well, and do you want to hear what I have?
Does that resonate with you?
I got a lot of points on that. Yes, Susan, thank you.
Well, how about, okay, this is what I'm going to tell you, because I agree with everything. I mean, I got it, and I've been writing it down. I didn't have to write it down, because, see, I'm sick, kind of, and because when I am sick, spirit doesn't come all the time to me, although they've been here all day. But I will tell you that the first words that came out on a paper, and I wish you could all see it, because I love that I do auto writing. Because when Susan talks, I mean, it's not like I can talk. And when I do talk, she won't let me talk anyway, so I've got to write. I can't wait till I can talk, because then I want to see her do auto writing. But here we go. And I love you, Susan. And, you know, I'm in awe of what you do, too. So what I got was I saw this wizard very much alone. You were alone. You were doing things with. It's so cool that you're like a landscaper, because the thing that's written down here is you loved the earth, the elemental. You really you really did a lot of work with the wind. It was really weird to see this, but you would hold up your scepter, and it was the wind. And you were also an alchemist. You were a teacher. But the art of the wind was something that you really wanted to master. Your feet needed to be planted on the ground. You loved water, air, which is wind, fire, and earth. And you spent a lot of time in that environment, and you loved it. They were like your children. They were like your teachers, and you became the teacher. So I see, and you were also what I call a wizard and a teacher, because you were able to bend, I'm saying wind, and I don't mean it out of your what, but it's just that it's used instead of air, I'm hearing wind. So it was a fascination of yours, and you absolutely resonate with the earth, wind, fire, and air, which are your elements. So and you also, when you were learning and you were isolated, I don't see anybody around you. What they said is you were trying to make water into wine. So I think you were pretty far back. Oh, my goodness, I've got somebody here. You were pretty far back there. And I don't mean, whatever religion you're all thinking of, but it was more that you had the ability and the desire, and you didn't need women, you didn't need children, you really didn't need animals. You needed the elements of the earth to be able to teach you how to do that, and you were fascinated with it. And that's what it was so cool to watch you. And then when you tell me you really love doing landscaping, is because your hands are back into that kind of element. whether you do whatever you do, your hands, even if you draw a drawing of where your plants are and what you're doing for other people to do, you still have your hands and your mind still planted on the earth. And I do see that you look at women funny, and I think you just don't understand them. I very fancy, probably do. But it's something you really, when Susan said you observe, it's like you do really want to interact. And those sticky notes teach you how in this lifetime. And you've done a pretty good job of it. You've made friends. When you make friends, the few or, like people sometimes have thousands of friends. But the friends that you make, one has to be intelligent, can talk on your level, and you're more the teacher than you are the listener. You're more the teacher than they are teaching you. And what I'm hearing is women are a big part of that, and you just don't get it. A lot of men don't, and a lot of women don't get men. But it's kind of on a level of, what am I here for then? Am I supposed to know what they want? Am I supposed to know what to do? And where's the sticky note that tells me? So I do see that women are a little bit of a problem for you, but not women because they don't like you, but women, you in your relationship with women. Now, that's what I'm saying.
They don't follow the rules. Women don't follow rules, and that's what confuses you.
Yeah, so I hope that you understand what I said, because I one thing about me is I'm given spirit messages, and I'll tell you, and Susan will tell you, is if I'm given my own and I'm counseling you, I will take it back and say, oh, well, maybe I was wrong. But with spirit, like Susan will say, spirit's never wrong. It's how you take the messages and what you do with them. So what I do want to ask you, Dennis, I have a question for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, you're empathic, and you know yourself, even though you don't think anybody else does. That's the big thing. What do you think about yourself? What do you think you're here for? Do you have an opinion?
Well, yeah, and this is public forum, and sure, I'll say it. I'm here to share an offer. I'm not here to push and tell. As we all are, multidimensional beings, I'm no know-it-all, and this is just my truth, and we're here for a finite period of time, and we've been here before. We've shared time and space before. We've shared universal energy, right, before we even became, like a friend would mention, a meat vessel, and we will continue. And I'm a traveler, as we all are.
I love that.
Share.
I love that, because, when you said traveler, all I think is the back roads. I get this thing about the back roads traveler, and it reminds me of you. Back roads traveler, I think it's a guy who travels through the world, and he takes pictures, and he finds this, and he finds that. It's very interesting. You're a really interesting guy, and I do want you to know how much energy like you, energy like our last caller, are needed on this earth plane. So don't ever forget that. We are traveling. It's all a learning curve of what we need to do here, because we're not here. We're either teachers or learners or both. And we're here for a reason. And so it's cool to hear what you think. And I love that. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Well, thank you both, Susan and Bonnie, for sharing with you and outing me, per se.
Listen, I'll out many people if they want to come on. So,
I asked for it.
We're happy that it can only make you stronger. I always say that, that's not anything I use, but they're telling me that saying, and I always get them mixed up, but the saying is, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and they're telling me to tell you that. Oh, they're telling me, and I've got fear here all over. and they're telling me to tell you that, and they know that that's how you feel. So, yeah, you got to be, you know, you have to be true to yourself, you have to be true to spirit, and you have to be true to what you need here and people because they need you too. So I hope you have a good day, Dennis, and I hope we hear from you soon.
Well,
yes,
thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you both. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Love you both.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
You know what? We love us both, too. I love that. Oh, but I, you know me, and I can't be held responsible. Do you know I don't drink water a lot because I'm a coffee drinker, and I was told to stay off coffee for 2 days? Okay, so I'm drinking water, but I'm telling you, I don't like it, and I want my coffee back. So for 2 days, from today to tomorrow, and I heard I was going to be irritable, but I'm trying really hard because I don't want to be irritable. But
oh my God, Bonnie without
me.
Her coffee.
I want to cry. Does somebody have organic coffee they can send me that doesn't have any, like anything like that I can drink? So anyway, if you hear me out there and you can, go find my address and send it to me because I really need coffee. All right, my next caller is a 706 number. 706, you're on with Bonnie and Susan. If I can stay up because I don't have coffee. Hi, this is Bonnie.
Hey, this is Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm fine. You?
We are.
Oh,
I mean,
we're
I'm,
great.
Well, you know. We're great and sick at the same time, Tiffany. So, you know, if we say
yeah,
great,
yeah.
Times, we're great on the show. But both of us
yeah.
are suffering.
It's like, yeah, we're both like going, before the show, we're both talking, and it's like, oh, my back, oh, my head.
Yeah, and I'm just not like that. I don't rock sick well. I hate it. I'm never going to be sick. I don't want to be sick. And even when I am sick, I'm never going to admit it. So how can we help you, Tiffany?
I spoke to you guys on the 18th of this month, and the spirit guide, whoever it was, my grandmother, I just wanted a specific, if you, hopefully you can remember, on what she was trying to convey to me.
What?
Because it was something about a turkey feather and... something about wishes. Just kind of want to know what was she talking about.
Well, I will tell you, Tiffany, when spirit, that's how you know it's spirit and not me. When spirit gives a message, I don't remember it. So unless spirit would come back, and I mean, I can barely remember it. I do remember the turkey, and I do remember the feather, but I don't remember. And because I'm sick, they kind of stand back sometimes. I can see if I can pull her. What did you remember? What was the Susan? Are you pulling any of this?
Yeah, you, honey, you know me. It's like the moment they hang up, I go what?
Yeah, because I don't.
I, I don't remember. I don't remember anything ever. The spirit gives me ever.
Spirit gives us stuff, Tiffany, and it's not the same moment. So you know, you would have somebody that would have to come here and tell me or show me the exact situation you're telling me. If you can refresh my memory, I can think of.
Yeah, we may be able to pull it.
Yeah,
if you
I can't. Yeah, but I can't tell you that. Yeah, because unfortunately, one is when you're sick, spirits kind of stand back, although they haven't today, and they only come when they have a message for you. So if the message was given, what did you take away from it? Can I ask?
Kind of to be patient. To things
because
happen.
You know what? Go ahead.
That was basically it. Just to be patient.
Well, you know that
and
is
wait.
A great. I hate to say that. That is a great message. And because everybody would want to hear that. So. If your grandma, you know, you might want to call back, you know, when I can. I'm trying to pull her, and that's why I'm looking.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question, because I'm seeing a woman here, and she's crazy, because I don't know that she's handing me a turkey feather, but I see a turkey dinner. So Did you used to, did she used to cook? Oh, did you used to have a lot of family around for Thanksgiving?
No, because she died before I came around.
Okay, but did she? Do you know if your mom had, you know, like I said, my parents, I didn't do it, but my parents used to have big Thanksgiving, because she's showing me a whole table worth of people, and she's putting food down on the table. And what she's saying is, is it your career or your love life that she's looking at? Because she's saying that she's looking at you and saying that you want everything to come to you right away, but there's reasons why they don't. There's lessons that have to be learned before you actually can do what you want to do. I don't think you're happy in your career. Have one yet?
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay. And what she's saying is there's lessons to be learned before you actually are fulfilled with a job. In fact, I'm seeing her with writing paper. Are you thinking about taking a course or doing something else?
I'm in school already.
Yeah. Well, she said, are you switching subjects? Or did you switch subjects? Did you switch subjects? Okay.
No.
Because what she's showing me is there's some other education that you're going to need to have, and that's why she's saying be patient, I think. There's either a course or an education that's going to be attached to what you do, she said that you're going to need something else, the job that you really, really want, even when you get done school. There'll be something that you have to take that will get you to the next level for the job that you want. And she says you're a pretty good student. Are you a good student?
I think so.
Yeah, she said you're a pretty good student. I tell you, my son wasn't. So there are people who aren't good students, and I'm really not a great student at all. I usually either take over or I walk out of class. So what she's saying to me is that you really try, and she thinks she really likes your – she likes what you're taking. Is it in the food industry or it's in something that she's showing?
I work in the food industry, but my degree is in business management.
Okay. She's looking at saying that this, which you're doing in business management, you're going to be doing for a while. And she said the business management you might be getting, and you might not know this yet, but it might be part of the food industry. Meaning that you'll be running something like, you know, you could get a job at General Mills, you could get a job at McDonald's and their management. You know, those people make millions of dollars. What I'm saying is you're taking the business end, but it could also involve food industry. She also says you got to eat better. Do you not eat good?
No, I don't.
Okay. Because what she is saying, again, I think she's showing me greens and things like that, and she says she's shaking her head. So what she's showing me more is like fast, like maybe not fast food, but fast food. I don't know that you can get that food fast, but she's showing me that you're not eating, that you don't eat healthy enough, and that part of your education with your business and food, you're going to start taking, and she's looking and telling me you're going to go into food management. So food management meaning maybe dietary, working for a company that's food-oriented. And she said,
yes, I'm doing that now, actually.
Okay. What she said is you're going to rock this job that you're going to get, but it's going to change your whole eating habits. And then you're going to get into teaching. Oh, my goodness, she's here with me. Okay. She is saying that you're going to have a whole new outlook on what you eat, how you eat, what you do with your food, what other people do with their food. And you're going to this job is going to rock your world. You're going to love it. You're going to excel in it. You're going to keep it. And you're going to teach people or you're going to show people the right way to eat and be healthy. I don't know if it's just like a Food Start program or like a hospital you know, dietary where you go in and say, okay, because they have to have certain dietaries for like a 2,500, you know, 100 calorie ADA diet. You're going to be doing something with that, oh, my goodness, she's all over me. So this is something she's telling you. You're going to need to get into more of a food business management, and you're going to get a fabulous job. So I can see it, and I see what you're rocking, girlfriend. Got to change your diet, but you won't be doing that until you actually get into those courses. So I don't know if it's, I guess, they show me it's helping people understand the food dietary needs. I don't, you know, I don't know if you understand
that. I do.
Okay.
I do.
So, so I think you're young, and I think that what she's saying to me and what she's saying about you waiting is there's more to do before you get that job, but you're on the right track. But she said you are going to change. You're going to change some of that major. You're going to then focus more on, and I don't know, it's going to be about 6 months, maybe 8 months that you'll look into it, but there's going to be a course that comes up with your business degree that's on like food management or healthy changing dietary needs of a hospital patient or something that's really crazy. And you're going to take it, you're going to fall in love with it, and your whole, you know, your whole eating habits, what you do and where you go in life is going to change. So I hope that helped you.
It did.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't look so sad.
Bonnie's
best.
What'd
you say?
Okay. I said Bonnie,
you know,
is the best.
Oh, thank you, Susan. I love that. Now, Tiffany, I do know you've got some trepidation about you wanting to do it, but you'll see once you get in that course. And she is on top of me here, and you know I have chicken pox that are adults, so I want her to step back just a little here. But it's only on my back and the side, and gosh, only knows I can't tell you where else. But the thing is that she's laughing at and showing me is you don't want to change. You don't want to change your dietary habits, honey. And she is saying and shaking this finger saying, yes, you will. So I hope this has all helped you. And Tiffany, you can call back anytime. I will not remember this message from her. So you either need to write it down or, you know, you do know that it goes into archives. Tiffany, you go to the archives and listen to it.
Okay.
Yes, that's right. That's right. If you find the day that you call in, go to the archives
and listen
to it. Yeah.
All right. Well, Tiffany, I hope we helped you. We love you, honey. You rock. We see you're rocking the world of food. And I'm starved, even though I'm sick. I'm starved and I'm hungry. So, and I love greens. So, I mean, if you were doing something in the food industry and you were here to give it to me with coffee, I would really want to see you.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
Love
bye,
food.
Tiffany. Yes, bye,
Tiffany.
Bye, Tiffany. Oh, I just love that. And I'm so happy to, like, tell everybody because I think, Susan, sometimes people forget is that when we rock spirit and, oh, my goodness, I love it. Both you and I, when we talk, and it's always in the archives, so you can go back, you can listen to the archives. Spirit, if it's real true coming through spirit and not, you know, sometimes I will, you know, when I did have my practice, I mixed it. But here it's true spirit that comes down. And if I'm telling you and teaching you how to date, that's not spirit. That's actually my counseling degree. And then I hear spirit. So I can usually remember that, but if it's total spirit, I'm not going to remember it. I'm not going to be able to redo it unless they come and show me signs again. So please always remember that there's an archive. We love archives because you can listen to them. And am I right, Susan?
That's right, sweetie. And it's like, you know, you and I talk about that all the time. It's like we get messages that we'll give to each other from spirit, and we'll go, it's like, well, what's that message that we had that gave to the other day? I go, I don't know. I don't remember. And it's like, and it's true. It's, you know, if we're counseling or if we're in full therapy mode, or even if we're giving like even a psychic reading, you know, because we're pulling on the energy of others, we can sometimes pick up on that message. But if it's a full-on message from spirit or a guide,
yeah.
I mean, it's like, tell you, once you hang up, it's gone.
Thank goodness, because can you imagine, Susan? I mean, we only use 10% of our brain. I probably, you know, I keep seeing where's the other 90%. But the thing is that could you imagine us having to store all spirit in there? We are spirit.
Oh
was,
my God!
Probably,
all the messages that we've been given for you know the last couple of years, and it's like, and we of course you know Bonnie and I, we always you know blame it. It's like you know on age. Oh, you know, it's like, are we getting forgetful or what? And I go, no. Spirit didn't want us to remember it.
Yeah, and I love that because spirit is us. You know, we should have a sign, Susan, that says, you know that one, Toys R Us or Food is Us or whatever they say? It should say spirit is us, like with a circle around it. Because both of us love spirit. She doesn't like getting spirit on top of her. I do. She pulls your Akashic records out, but we can do anything. So, but we do this show because we know that everybody is so interested in what they're here for, and I'm interested in what you're here for.
Bonnie, I lost you.
Sorry, has everybody heard me? Kelly was just in chat, and she was messaging me, Susan, so I don't know if you heard. I think there is a real quick question. And this girl has it about dreams, and it's 210, and we're going to take 210 really quick, but it's about 3 minutes. So, hi, 210, this is Bonnie and Susan. Really quick, you have a question that we can help you with in 3 minutes?
I'll try. This is Pearl in chat. How are you, ladies?
Hi, Pearl.
Okay.
I'm
good. I've been having a recurrent dream. It's different, but a recurrent subject matter, and I just wanted your take on it. And I know it's a subject that people do and don't like to answer, but I give you free rein to answer however you're comfortable to answer.
Sure.
But it's
oh,
about my mom.
Good, because we're really not censored, so that's good. But go ahead.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that is what you get.
Yeah.
Good.
Go ahead.
Some people don't want to answer you, but I've had a dream that my mother has died, and that right before I called in, I'm not working today, and I happened to fall asleep, and I dreamt that, you know, I wondered if she wanted to be buried in her mink. And then, so,
okay,
I keep having the same dream that she's going to die.
Go ahead,
Bonnie. You know, how old is your mom?
81.
Okay, is she sick?
No, but she's slowing. She has multiple health issues.
Okay.
Because go ahead, because I'm picking something up, but go ahead, Susan.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
here's
what I'm going to interpret for you for your dream, okay, is that one thing that we have to understand is that when we dream, all the characters are reflections of our own personas. Okay,
yeah.
And the fact that in this dream that you keep on dreaming about burying your mother, okay, your mother's getting on up in years, and you know it's inevitable, you know.
Yeah.
Now, what it is, what you're dreaming on a subconscious level, what it represents to you is the death of your relationship with her when she leaves body. And,
yes,
and,
oh,
and,
girlfriend.
Thank you. And it's like, and what your divine self, which is in dream time when they are always trying to coach you and to help you through those process, is that your divine self is trying to get you to understand that death is not the ending. That it's like there is no death to the relationship that you have with your mother, even if she is not in physical form. She resides in your memory. She resides in your heart. She resides in everything about you. You carry her genetics. There is no such thing as a relationship death.
Susan, we have 52 seconds. And Pearl, I know you know this because I know you. I know you. I mean, I don't know you, but I know you from chat. And I believe the same thing. I don't think your mom's death, I mean, it's not like imminent tomorrow. I think what it is exactly what Susan said. It's the end of the, you're scared that it's the end. You see her up in years, and I have 30 seconds left. And I think that you, it reoccurs, and it's going to keep reoccurring because I see it. But it's really, if you step up and you say, I have no fear, I won't lose my mother, and when I lose her, she'll, you know, we all connect and communicate. I think that those dreams and your reoccurring dreams, because you will have been answered, you will have answered and say, I am not fearing this. But we love you, Pearl. I can't keep on because of our health issues.
We hope she helps you.
Yeah, we love you, and call back if you want. Oh, and Pearl, call back if you want. We can always answer this for you, but I just don't see anything imminent. I just think you are. I think you are. It's you. It's your fears, and
I agree
with Susan.
You're working out.
There's some. Yeah, and you can do it. I know. I've seen you in chat, or I've seen you in other chats, and I know that you're very big in metaphysical, and you know that it's still a fear. You know, it's still a fear we all have, and also. There's also a feeling for me that you're thinking of loss of something. And it's not just your mom or the relationship. It's a loss of something you're afraid of. And so what you need to do is just find out what that loss might be. Is it the loss of, I know it's the connect with your mom, but it is a loss of that you're also, you know, really realizing your mortality, but there's a loss here that you're going to grieve, and it's not your, just your mom here. So
it's representation is what it means.
Yeah. So I hope we've helped you, Pearl.
Okay.
Thank you very much, have a wonderful evening. You're very welcome.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you, Susan. Bye.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.